Without further ado, we are going to head across to Chairman of Astronomy Ireland and regular here on the show. It is, of course, Mr. David Moore. And David is going to be talking to us today about Blue Moon. And it is Saturdays and Sunday night. Saturday and Sunday nights. I don't know whether it's this coming Saturday and Sunday, but sure, find out. Right, David, are you with us?
I am indeed.
Hi, David, and welcome to the show. And, of course, as usual, welcome to Near FM. David, what exactly is the rare blue moon?
Well, blue moon is not because the moon is going to turn blue. It's from the expression, once in a blue moon, meaning it's very rare. And what's rare about this full moon this weekend is that it's the second full moon in the one calendar month. So we had a full moon on May 1st, and we'll have a second one on May 31st. So the second one will be called a blue moon. They only happen about once every 2 or 3 years. So it's quite unusual to have a full moon, two full moons in the one calendar month. The average distance between full moons is about 29 and a half days. So if you get one, a full moon, on the first or second of a month, you can just about squeeze one in at the end of the month, especially if it's one of the months with 31 days like May has. So we're spoiled this month. We have two full moons, the one we had on the first and the one that's coming up. Technically, it's around the morning of Sunday, but that'll be, people like to watch the moon's rising. So Saturday night and Sunday night will be almost equally good.
And when, of course, with the weather at the way it is at the moment, it probably means for a much clearer picture, too.
Yeah, and we want people to get creative, to send in pictures to us, Astronomy Ireland magazine. We love to publish people's pictures of the full moon rising. And there's all kinds of tricks you can do to make it more interesting. And, you know, everybody's carrying around these days a powerful astronomical camera, your smartphone. They can actually photograph the aurora brighter than you can see with your eyes. They can photograph full moons rising, of course. And if you know how to use the pro mode or night mode, manual mode called on some of them, you can photograph stars in the sky far fainter than your eyes can see. So we want people to get out and use that powerful astronomical camera that they've got and send us in their best picture. We'll publish the best then in Astronomy Ireland magazine. If you want to know where to send them, just go to our website, astronomy.ie. Lots more happening on there, you'll see as well. Evening classes and barbecues and everything coming up. But in the contact section, it tells you where to contact the magazine, where to email your photo. Don't send us every photo you take, because sometimes thousands of people send us photos. Just the best one, the one that you think should be published.
There you go, kids and teenagers. You've basically just got full permission from David to stay up late to take photographs. Now, probably best to let your mommy and daddy know as well.
Give people tips like that. Try and line it up with a landmark or a statue or buildings or even people. One thing people love to do for their own family album is get the kids to stick out their hand and move yourself so it looks like they're holding the rising moon.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're actually
so
brilliant.
People come up with all crazy ideas like that.
Yeah, I like the idea of the monuments. I think they always look fantastic when you've got the moon kind of coming in right behind the monument. And again, like you said, where you hold your two fingers up and you can catch the moon within your fingers and things like that, or the sun for that matter. Absolutely brilliant. When is the best time to watch the moon rise, like time-wise?
Yeah, well, when the moon is full, by definition, it has to be directly opposite the sun in the sky. So around any full moon, blue or otherwise, you'll always have the sun at your back and the moon should be in front of you. So if the sun sets, the moon rises. Now, from Ireland, the time of moonrise will vary across the whole island, but roughly speaking, the earliest moonrise, so the earliest time you need to get ready, is about 9:30. The southeast coast is technically favoured there. And that's on Saturday night. Then on Sunday night, you're looking around 10:30. So you've got 9:30 Saturday, 10:30 on Sunday. And, you know, you might have to wait 5 or 10 minutes for it to rise, especially if you're up in the northwest, say you're up in Mayo. But, you know, persevere. and the moon will rise eventually. And then, of course, this time of year, the full moon is very low down, because when the sun is high in the sky at noon, the moon is going to be low in the sky at midnight, full moon anyway, during the summer months. So, although it's not technically summer yet, it's still only spring, but the full moon will be fairly low down, and that is great, because it doesn't rise very quickly, and so it gives you plenty of time to line it up with monuments and other things like that. And there's a second thing to watch out for, called the moon illusion.
Yeah, I was literally
just
asking.
And that's where the moon rising looks bigger than it really is. I've seen it happen a few times. You would swear blind that the moon is two or three times wider than it normally is. In fact, if you measure it with a telescope, it turns out it's exactly the same. It's an optical illusion that, for some reason, the human eye and brain combination just thinks the moon low down is much closer than it really is. Nobody knows for sure, but we think it goes back to ancient times when we were out on the plains of Africa and there were predators around. And if you saw one in the distance and it looked a bit closer to you, you ran first and you survived to breed the next generation. So people who didn't suffer from the moon illusion tend to get eaten, and those who did ran away. That's one theory anyway.
Anything else, of course, coming up that people need to be looking out for over the next couple of weeks or months ahead? Anything really, special? Yes, there is, obviously.
There are two huge events coming up this year. One in just a few weeks, and the other in August. The few weeks, as you can already see, it's starting to happen in the sky every evening. As soon as it gets dark, say 10 and 11, and you look over where the sun went down, you'll see a brilliant star, in quotes. It's actually the planet Venus. It's going to be there for a few more months. But to its upper left is the second brightest, quote, star, unquote, in the sky, which is the planet Jupiter. And Venus goes around the sun very quick, so it's moving towards Jupiter as we watch night by night. And right now, if you held out your fist at arm's length, you get one and a bit fists between Venus and Jupiter. But that's going to drop to one fist, and then to half a fist, and eventually you'll be able to hold out your finger at arm's length and cover both Jupiter and Venus. They will be that close. Hasn't happened since 2002, and we'll have this double planet in the sky that will be really spectacular around June 9th. So that's another one for your smartphone. And don't wait till June 9th just in case that's cloudy. You know, snap it tonight and the next clear night and every clear night until June the 9th. You'll have a lovely record of the two closing in on one another. And smartphones in twilight are you don't even need the special modes. Just an ordinary photograph will show Venus and Jupiter. You have a permanent record of another, even more rare event than the blue moon, the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. And then in August, the 12th, we've got a nearly total eclipse of the sun. 98% of the sun will be covered by the moon. It's a Wednesday evening, August the 12th. A lot of people are going to Spain, where you'll actually get to see a total eclipse. There hasn't been a total eclipse on Irish soil since 1724, and there won't be one until 2090. So you have to travel if you want to see an eclipse in our lifetime. But, you know, 98% of the sun, it will get noticeably dark. It won't get dark enough you'll see the stars in the sky, which you do see during a total eclipse. But it'll also get a lot cooler. Temperature will drop by at least 10 degrees Celsius. So if it's a lovely clear day on August the 12th in Ireland, it's going to look like an overcast day when you step outside before you look up. You need to be very careful. Even a 98% eclipse sun is dangerous to look at. You get eclipse glasses from Astronomy Ireland's website. You'll see it mentioned there on astronomy.ie. So there are two huge events, June the 9th, August the 12th. They're all covered in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So, you know, if you don't get it already, do sign up. It's aimed at the general public and carries pictures taken by Irish people and predictions of what to see in the Irish sky and loads more besides.
So, just to go back to that, the blue moon, that is that this Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, this Saturday and Sunday. So I've only got two nights to wait. The moon will look pretty good the night before and after those two nights, but technically the fullest. The moon looks full to the naked eye about three nights, to be honest. Get a pair of binoculars, you'll see the tiny bit of it that isn't quite sunlit. But the naked eye, you get it three nights. The way this one's happening at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning is technically the exact instant of fullest moon. The human eye won't be able to tell the difference 12 hours earlier on Saturday night or 12 hours later on Sunday night. So they're both equally good. 9:30 Saturday night, if you don't stay up late, might be easier than 10:30 on Sunday night. But, you know, again, don't trust the Irish weather. You
yeah,
do need
that's
a clear
the thing,
sky
isn't it?
Right the way down to the horizon, and even that's rare in Ireland, even when the skies are fairly clear.
So, budding photographers, again, tell them, probably one photograph would be enough. If one good one, I suppose.
Take loads, you know, but pick the best one that you've got and send that one. If you take two monuments or two targets and they're both equally good, yeah, maybe send us two. But don't send us every picture you've got because we'll be looking at tens of thousands of them then. We just want people to pick their best one
and send
that
in. And they can do that, of course, by just going online and downloading it onto your site, no doubt.
It's an email address. We want people to email it to us.
Yeah.
So the email address, it's actually, I'll give it now, it's called magazine@astronomy.ie. If you forget that, just search for Astronomy Ireland. Or, you know, astronomy.ie. The .ie is all you've got to remember, astronomy.ie. You'll see on the contact page where to send your magazine photographs. Dead easy.
Right, David, we're going to wrap it up there. Listen, thank you very much, as usual, for joining us here on the station and explaining
my
that.
Pleasure.
So, guys, all you budding photographers or budding astronomers, Saturday and Sunday, get your cameras ready and enjoy it. That's the best thing to do, is actually enjoy what's out there. And, of course, send them in to magazine@astronomy.ie, your best photographs. And you never know, guys, you could have your photograph in the Astronomy Ireland magazine. So, David, again, thank you very much for joining us here on the station today. Much appreciated, and have a fantastic weekend.
You too, Philip. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Right, guys, that was, of course, David Moore. He is, of course, the chair of Astronomy Ireland, and he was telling us now, and I have to say, when I first mentioned it, I thought it did actually mean a blue moon, but it isn't. It is, of course, a phenomenon that happens only every two or three years, and it is where we have a full moon twice in the one calendar month. So there you go, guys. Right, you live and you learn.